I'm so hungry.
Why? Don't you eat breakfast?
No, not very often.
Alex, breakfast is a very important meal. You know that.
Yes, but I don't have time for it. Well, sometimes I eat some toast.
That's not enough.
What do you eat?
I like a big American breakfast.
So you eat pancakes?
Sometimes. Or I eat eggs, cheese, bacon, and fruit.
You eat a lot of food.
And I also have juice and coffee.
Oh, you're making me really hungry.
Then let's eat breakfast.
Okay. What do I want?
Get the waffles. They're so tasty.
Everything is tasty.
Do you eat breakfast every morning? Breakfast is very important. Your body needs it, so don't miss breakfast. Some people eat a big breakfast. Americans often eat eggs and bacon with toast. Or they might have pancakes or waffles. And they usually drink coffee, tea, or juice with breakfast. But you can eat something simple. Have some bread and cheese. That's a good breakfast, too. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's a beautiful day or morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. So glad you're with us today. Did you have breakfast?
Today's topic is food.
That's right. And the title today is Time for Breakfast.
Well, it's time for breakfast.
Okay, but you haven't eaten breakfast yet?
Well, of course I have. But our title is Time for Breakfast. Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day.
I'm beginning to see that.
Well, what is your favorite meal of the day? Why?
Ooh, I think my favorite meal is brunch. I can't have it every day, but on the weekends, I like to have brunch. That's lunch and breakfast put together. It's like in the middle of the morning. I have a big breakfast that's both lunch and breakfast.
Well, what do people normally eat for a brunch?
Ooh, well, I like to eat hash browns. Those are made of potatoes and waffles. And lots of people like to eat eggs and bacon. I don't know, there's lots to eat for brunch.
Okay, well, so it sounds like breakfast, but just a little bit later in the day. Breakfast is my favorite meal because I can get up early, take a long time, have some tea, make some toast. Oh, I love it.
Well, friends, we are talking about food today, so you might want to have a snack or something if you are hungry, because we are going to be talking about some tasty breakfast foods all day today.
Maybe you are having breakfast now. Or wait, is it dinner time yet?
Oh, I know. You can have breakfast for dinner.
Yes, breakfast for dinner is when you have pancakes and bacon for dinner.
That is fun. And it's also fun to learn with Christina. So let's do that now. Here's our keywords.
Hello, Susie 问 Alex, don't you eat breakfast? 你都不吃早餐的吗？名词 breakfast 就是早餐。Alex 说他通常没时间吃，不过 Susie 的早餐倒是很丰富，他会吃鸡蛋、起司、培根和水果。培根就是 bacon, she likes eggs and bacon. Bacon 是不可数名词。Alex 说他有时候会吃点吐司， sometimes he eats some toast. 名词 toast 指烤过的面包片。Susie 说她早上还会喝果汁和咖啡。She also drinks juice and coffee. 名词 juice 就是果汁。还有 Susie 也爱吃 cheese, 起司、乳酪。She also likes cheese.
I'm so hungry.
Why? Don't you eat breakfast?
No, not very often.
Alex, breakfast is a very important meal. You know that.
Yes, but I don't have time for it. Well, sometimes I eat some toast.
That's not enough.
What do you eat?
I like a big American breakfast.
I'm so hungry.
Peter, you are just saying that because we are talking about breakfast.
Well, I do love breakfast, but this is the first thing that Alex says. I'm so hungry. He could say, I am hungry, but he adds this word, so, meaning he is very hungry. So hungry.
Right. Susie is surprised. I guess it is at the beginning of the day now. Alex shouldn't be hungry. It's not time for lunch yet. It's too early. So she asks, don't you eat breakfast?
No, not very often.
Well, yes, very often.
No, Alex doesn't very often.
Well, okay, yes, Peter, but we do very often, and it's time for today's
calendar phrase.
No, not very often.
No, not very often.
没有，并不常这么做。
Do you eat a big breakfast?
No, not very often.
Do you eat a big lunch?
No, not very often.
Do you eat a big dinner?
No, not very often.
Do you ever get hungry?
Yes, very often.
No, not very often.
No, not very often.
没有，并不常这么做。
So Alex doesn't have breakfast very often, but Susie thinks that he should have breakfast every day.
Yes, she says breakfast is a very important meal. A meal is when we eat. It is more than a snack. We usually have 3 meals a day.
In the morning, our meal is breakfast. Around noontime, our meal is lunch. Then at night, what meal do we have? That's right, dinner.
Well, I don't understand. Why doesn't Alex eat breakfast? He knows that it is important.
Yes, however, Alex says, but I don't have time for it. Well, sometimes I eat some toast.
Alex might not have time for breakfast, but we do have time to learn from Christina. So let's go to her now.
Alex 说他没时间吃早餐 but I don't have time for it. 我们来练习这个说法。当你想表达自己没时间做某件事的时候就说 I don't have time for. 比如说 I don't have time for exercise. 我没时间运动。I don't even have time for coffee. 我的甚至连喝一杯咖啡的时间都没有。另外也可以用 I don't have time to do something. 比如 I don't have time to see a doctor. 我没时间去看医生。I don't have time to cook. 我没时间做饭。
Thanks, Christina. So most of the time, Alex doesn't have time for breakfast.I just think that he doesn't make time for breakfast.
That's a good point. And a good phrase, too. Make time for something. If I want the time to do something, I will make time for it. I will make time to visit my friends. I will make time to read. That just means I do it, I find a way to do it, even if it doesn't seem like there is time.
Right, even if it's not convenient,You make time for it. Maybe Alex likes sleeping more than eating. Or maybe he eats a large lunch or a large dinner, so he doesn't need to eat a large breakfast. Maybe just a piece of toast is enough.
Well, I agree, but Susie doesn't think so. She likes a large American breakfast.
That's right. In America, we do like eating breakfast. So that might be a bigger meal, then lunch is smaller, and then a large dinner.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person and your job and what you like, but we do like big breakfasts in the United States.
All right, well, let's have a short break, and then we'll be back for more right after this.
Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, I'd love to talk more about breakfast.
Ooh, okay. Well, for me, I guess I am like Alex. I like to sleep more than I like to eat breakfast in the morning, so I don't have a lot of time to eat a big meal. I just have yogurt or toast or just a coffee.
I love a hot breakfast, so I might have some eggs or make some toast with those eggs. Fried eggs, scrambled eggs, they're all very good. And I'll read some too. Well, friends, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
So you eat pancakes?
Sometimes. Or I eat eggs, cheese, bacon, and fruit.
You eat a lot of food.
And I also have juice and coffee.
Oh, you're making me really hungry.
Then let's eat breakfast.
Okay. What do I want?
Get the waffles. They're so tasty.
Everything is tasty.
All right, well, now we are talking about a big American breakfast.
Yes, we are. Let's take a look at a picture of an American breakfast.
Ooh, this breakfast looks great. I can see some pancakes in the picture.
Do you eat pancakes? Do you add syrup?
Ooh, I do. I love pancakes with syrup and butter, of course. You can see there is some butter on these pancakes.
Yeah, it looks like a square piece of butter. Well, what else do you see in this picture?
Let's see. There's also eggs and bacon.
Ooh, I love eggs and bacon. Now, what can you drink? Do you see something you can drink in this picture?
Oh, yeah, in the corner, there's some orange juice.
Ooh, do you drink orange juice?
I do drink orange juice, or apple juice is good too.
Juice is squeezed from a fruit, and we drink it.
That's right. Or you might have coffee too at breakfast, although I don't see any in the picture.
Well, some other things not in this picture are cheese and fruit. We might eat those with breakfast too.
Those are all so tasty. Well, now let's talk about this sentence some more with Christina. Christina?
Susie 建议 Alex 点 waffle 来吃，她觉得 waffle 超好吃的。They are so tasty. 我们来看看句尾 tasty， 因为名词 taste 是味道的意思，把字尾不发音的 e 去掉，加上一个 y， 成了形容词 tasty， 美味的。所以有些名词的字尾加上 y 会变成形容词，有时是有正向强调的意思，比如说 health。是名词健康，那加上了 y 的 healthy 就成了形容词健康的。名词 luck luck 表示运气，那加了 y 的 lucky 就成了幸运好运的。再来看一个 sleep 可以当名词，睡眠睡觉的意思，加了 y 变成 sleepy 就成了想睡或昏昏欲睡的意思。所以我们如果能观察并理解到很多单字之间的关联，其实很多字只要用理解的就好，不必死背哦。
Thanks, Christina. When something tastes good, you can use this sentence. They're so tasty.
So, Peter, this is a big breakfast. Will you eat this kind of breakfast every day? When would you have this kind of meal, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't eat this big breakfast every day. That would be unhealthy. It's a lot of food. I would probably have this meal on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
I agree. So what's a normal light breakfast we would have on a weekday?
Okay, before work, you might have cereal. This is something dry you put in a bowl, and then you have milk with it. You'll eat it with a spoon.
I like cereal. Also, oatmeal. It's like the hot version of cereal, kind of.
That's right. Well, there are two words that you can use for meals. We just talked about some light meals. That picture we looked at earlier, this is a heavy meal. So it's going to have a lot of food with it, so much things to eat. You're going to feel like it's a big, heavy meal.
That's right. Oh, and we forgot about another one of my favorite breakfasts. Well, it's a heavy breakfast, but waffles, those are my favorite. I love them.
Yes, waffles. They're like a pancake, but much more crispy. And you can put a lot of syrup on them.
Ooh, or fruit. I like fruit on top of my waffles.
You can also have whipped cream. It's starting to sound like a dessert.
Oh, so good. Ooh, but I did think of another healthy breakfast you can have. Waffles aren't too healthy, but you could also have a smoothie for breakfast. That's healthy.
Okay, that's when you put fruit and vegetables and some juice together and you blend it. You will drink this. And yes, that is a very healthy breakfast.
Well, friends, we've had fun talking with you about this. Now let's go ahead and review all those great keywords we learned.
Here's the first keyword from today. Breakfast. Breakfast. I eat breakfast at home.
Bacon. Bacon. Bacon is so tasty.
Toast. Toast. I eat toast for breakfast.
Juice. Juice. Do you want apple juice?
Cheese. Cheese. I love all kinds of cheese. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing them at home. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
I'm so hungry.
Why? Don't you eat breakfast?
No, not very often.
Alex, breakfast is a very important meal. You know that.
Yes, but I don't have time for it. Well, sometimes I eat some toast.
That's not enough.
What do you eat?
I like a big American breakfast.
So you eat pancakes?
Sometimes. Or I eat eggs, cheese, bacon, and fruit.
You eat a lot of food.
And I also have juice and coffee.
Oh, you're making me really hungry.
Then let's eat breakfast.
Okay. What do I want?
Get the waffles. They're so tasty.
Everything is tasty.
I missed breakfast this morning.
That's too bad. Breakfast is very important. Your body needs it.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm so, so hungry.
That's too bad.
Did you have breakfast, James?
Of course.
What did you have for breakfast?
Let's see. I had eggs and bacon with toast.
Sounds so good.
And I had pancakes and waffles.
Whoa!
And coffee and juice and fruit.
Wow, James, that's a big breakfast.
I know. It was so big, I couldn't eat it all.
You couldn't eat it all?
No, so I saved the banana for you.
Really? Yay! James, you're the best.
I know.
Yeah, sometimes. Thanks, James.
Ooh, this is a good market.
Yes. This looks like the perfect place to steal some food.
What do you think? What should we steal?
How about the fish?
Okay.
It looks good.
Good. Get the fish. But be careful so the owner doesn't see us.
Get the fish!
Wait!
That was a super sentence! Oh, hi, super sentence man.
Hi! What are you two doing?
Oh, nothing. We were just...
I know exactly what you're going to do.
Oh, no. You do?
Oh, yes, I do. You're going to give me the super sentence in another way. The super sentence is easy. Get the something. Okay, you first.
All right. Get the phone.
Ah, get the phone. That means answer the phone. Great. You?
Okay. If you're not sure what to order, get the hot dog. It's delicious.
If you're not sure what to order, get the hot dog. It's delicious. Super. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, no. Here comes the owner.
We gotta go.
Oh, okay. Goodbye. They forgot their fish. Oh, hello.
Are you going to buy that?
No.
Well, friends, thanks so much for joining us today. Now we know a lot of new delicious words to talk about food in the morning.
That's right. And now I'm a little hungry after talking about it. I think I'm going to go get a snack.
Well, I think I will join you. Maybe a bowl of cereal until we can get to lunch.
Sounds like a good idea, although I think I'm going to have some yogurt.
Oh, very good. Friends, we'll see you again. Make sure to join us right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.